Jesus of Nazareth. The message of redemption is recorded in the Bible. It contains the mind of God, the way of salvation and the doom of sinners. We should read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be happy and holy. It contains light to direct us, food to support us, and comfort to cheer us. It should fill our memories, rule our hearts, and guide our feet. It involves responsibility and will reward our labor, and condemns all who trifle with its sacred contents. It offers assurance for old age, comfort for death, and salvation for eternity. We are commanded to study and understand it. God said in Hos 4:6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." Man should take time to study the only book that tells of his origin and destiny. Man is a dual being consisting of the inward man and the outward man. Paul speaks of the outward man as the things that are seen and the inward man as the things not seen. And this unseen man is eternal. So, by studying the Bible we get the proper food for the inward man, or the soul. Jesus says in Matt 4:4, "Man shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The very fact that God gave us the Bible is proof that He wants us to read it, study it, and live it. Naomi E. Toyle Coleman. In the judgment to come we will face this word which we are now commanded to study and live, and by it we will be judged. Jesus said, "The one who rejecteth me and does not receive my words has a judge, the words that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." John 12:48. The Apostle John said in Rev 20:12, "I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done." The light of the world. From the beginning, Jesus is the eternal Word who was with God and who was God. At a moment in history, He became flesh and dwelt among us. He came as the true light that gives light to every human being and as the manifestation of the Father's love. He Himself declared, "I am the light of the world, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life," John 1:1-14, John 8:12. A miraculous birth. Jesus was born of Mary through the work of the Holy Spirit. An angel announced that the child would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Thus began the earthly life of the Son of God, growing in wisdom, grace, and obedience before God and men, Matt 1:20-23. Luke 1:35, Luke 2:40-52. Nicodemus and the call to be born again. One night, Nicodemus, a teacher of Israel, sought Jesus in secret. He recognized that his signs were proof that God was with him. But Jesus surprised him with an unexpected teaching, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Nicodemus asked how an old man could be born again. Jesus answered clearly, "No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit." In this way, he showed the necessity of a spiritual birth to see and enter the kingdom, John 3:1-8. To a Samaritan woman, worship in spirit and in truth. On his way to Galilee, Jesus passed through Samaria and stopped at a well where he met a woman. He spoke to her of living water that satisfies forever. She wanted to know where people ought to worship God. Jesus answered, "The hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him." With these words, He taught that worship is no longer tied to a physical place but flows from a living relationship with God, John 4:19-23. Jesus reveals his divinity and offers rest. Throughout his ministry, Jesus identified himself with expressions that reveal his divine nature. I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the door, John 10:9. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25, 26. I am the true vine, John 15:5. Before Abraham was, I am, John 8:58. But he also extended a tender and hopeful invitation to all who feel weary and burdened in heart. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, Matthew 11:28, 30. He died so we can live. Finally, Jesus gave his life on the cross, bearing the sin of the world. There he cried, "It is finished." With these words, he showed that he had completed the Father's work. His body was buried, but on the third day he rose again in power, defeating death, the power of Satan, and bringing eternal hope, John 1:29, Matthew 27:35, 50, John 19:30, Matthew 28:5, 6, Luke 24:6, 7. Baptism, dying and being born again. The new birth that Jesus spoke about to Nicodemus is fulfilled in baptism. There the believer dies to sin and rises to a new life in Christ. Paul explained it this way, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life," Rom 6:3, 4. Baptism is the immersion, a burial in water, into the spiritual body of Christ and his way of living to please a righteous and holy God. The purpose of the Gospels. The miracles, teachings, and words of Jesus were recorded to awaken faith. John himself explained the purpose. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name, John 20:31. Your decision. Before ascending into heaven, Jesus gave his disciples the supreme mission, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name, by the authority, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age, Matthew 28:19, 20. He also said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved," Mark 16:15, 16. The circle of faith is complete, born of water and the Spirit rightward arrow worship the Father in spirit and truth rightward arrow die and rise with Christ in baptism. This is the gospel that saves, written to give life in the name of Jesus and proclaimed to all nations. But the message is not just history, it is a personal invitation to you. Jesus still calls, "Come to me," Matthew 11:28, if you are seeking truth, peace, and a new life, reach out to someone who can guide you through the scriptures. Ask questions. Learn more. And when you are ready, take the step of faith to be baptized into Christ. To rise with him into a new life filled with hope, purpose, and eternal promise. Roberto Santiago.